break a leg, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the NECAN Field Kickoff. Now, during the presentation, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode. If you need to speak directly to the operator at any time during the conference, please dial star zero. It is now my pleasure to turn the conference over to Ben Woodward, president of NECAN. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the October kickoff call. It's a pleasure to be with you all this evening. And I'm confident we've got people dialing in from near and far to find out the exciting news and updates that we have for the coming month of October and for the months that lie ahead. I'm pleased to say that we've had some tremendous efforts throughout the month of September for some final qualifications for Team Kaizen. It looks like in the 11th hour we've had some wonderful people cross along across the finish line successfully. I'm really looking forward to getting out there in San Antonio, where we can celebrate together the success of people that have accomplished great things this year. This year, as you know, has been a year where a lot of change has been announced and discussed. Some has been implemented, and further news has been coming on a consistent basis. As NECAN looks back on the 40 years of our wonderful legacy and prepares for 40 years yet to come. At the beginning of this year, we introduced what was called the NECAN Plan. Now, the purpose behind the NECAN plan was to help provide everyone a framework that they can use to be able to duplicate and build a business in a constructive and straightforward way that is lucrative and rewarding. At the heart of the NECAN plan, of course, was equality enrollment. Equality enrollment, as we know, has become the foundational core behavior for business builders all around the NECAN world as we strive to move our businesses forward. Now, of course, we've had some incentives put in place to support that and to encourage those activities. We've had new teams announced, Team Kaizen and Team Taishi. And, of course, yesterday brought us to the end of that critical time for qualification, and qualifiers will be announced in San Antonio next month. Now, I want to make some announcements tonight that will represent some adjustments or enhancements to this program to make things more straightforward as we move into the new year. I want to emphasize that what we will do moving forward with the NECAN plan and with quality enrollments is we will begin the new qualification time in January. On the 1st of January, we will start that off, and it will run a full calendar year from January through to December. So it won't start in October. It will start in January. One of the reasons we are doing this is we noticed, of course, that this year when we announced the changes, there was a lot to take in, a lot to adjust to, a lot to learn, a lot to teach, and it required a little bit of catching up when we'd already started. What we want to do this year is make these announcements of how these programs will work. Of course, for next year, it's going to be some simple minor adjustments, but then give you time to get ready, get prepared, so that when January starts, you've got maximum speed and you're running right out the gate to have the best result you can possibly get so that we can maximize everyone's chance of success in 2016. Now, one of the critical changes before I announce the first enhancement to quality enrollments is to identify an issue that we discovered throughout the course of this year. If you remember, and if you go back and look at some of our earlier presentations and messages, some of my messages online, some of the material in the handouts, the marketing tools and what have you, we emphasize that a quality enrollment would ideally, that 500 points, come from customer sales, where, of course, 100 points being your own volume, but also that ideally that would be autoship, customer autoship. As we look at that, we recognize that the heart of the business in building and in developing your team and your structure to get those real strong income opportunities happening for you, at the heart of that is a quality enrollment and, of course, empowering others to be quality enrollment and enrollees also. However, one challenge that we observed this year was at the center of the quality enrollment is the customer. Now, one of the challenges that we believe many of you have faced, not just this year, but for many years, and this is something that I think is common to NECAN, but also it's common across the industry. One of the things that network marketing companies can be well known for is, yes, having some great products, but also the products can be quite expensive. Now, we see that reflected in the behavior of many distributors. What do I mean by that? Well, we find that a lot of people love our product, but at the same time, in order to get the best deal and the best price, they end up, rather than signing up as a customer, signing up as a distributor so that they can get their best price possible. Now, we understand that people want to get the best deal. We want to give them the great opportunity. But, of course, that makes it a little bit complicated in how you manage your volume moving forward. So, coming into November, and you'll get more details of this, of course, at the beginning of November versus now, we're going to have a change in our strategy with how we address the pricing of our products. What we want to do for you to make it straightforward for the vast majority of people out there in the field that are wanting to just be able to move some products, get some commissions, build a team, and help people see how straightforward it is. What we want to do for you is to make sure that our retail prices are significantly competitive with the competition out there, either online or in the retail store. When you've got competitively priced products, then all of a sudden the message that you get to share, not just about the product for a customer, but also about the business opportunity for potential business partners, becomes very, very compelling. Many of the concerns that a lot of people face, such as, well, we could go through a host. You think of all of the concerns that you have. Many of those concerns can be addressed as we address this one simple behavioral change. So we're excited to see many, many more people being introduced to NECAM as they accept a far more competitive price for our wonderful products that have sustained us and provided great opportunities for 40 years. Now, this is quite a revolutionary change. I don't want this to impede any activity in the month of October, of course, but we want you to look out for some great news coming into November as we do this. Now, why do I share this with you now when convention would suggest that we tell you at the beginning of November? Well, it's really simple. There are some knock-on effects that come with the results of this great new direction that we're going to take with the pricing of our products as we move forward. We recognize at the center of any business, be it in NECAM or in any enterprise that you may be engaged in, at the center of every business is its customer. Wouldn't you agree? Wouldn't you agree that at the heart of all business is the customer, the end user, the consumer? Well, we sell consumable products to people all over the world, and we want them to have the best opportunity they can in accessing them, in enjoying them, and recommending them to their friends and family, to their contacts and their colleagues and their associates and so on, so they can have not just a great product experience, but those that wish to promote the business can feel empowered to do so in a far more authentic and exciting and compelling way. So we're excited to do this. So along with that, we're going to make some changes to the quality enrollment definition in order to help prioritize the balance and help us all put the customer at the forefront of our business. So for January, when we introduce the new quality enrollment definition and Team Kaizen and Team Taishi, from January onwards, a quality enrollment will be really straightforward. It'll be 500 points of retail sales. That's it. No requirement for personal ownership, no requirement for your personal purchases. We would like you to have your personal purchases as well. But for the qualifications for quality enrollment, that's going to be demonstrating 500 points of retail sales. That could be one order or it could be multiple orders. That's okay. For being in Team Kaizen, there's going to be two simple qualification criteria. That will be being a quality enrollment yourself, so you maintain your 500 points of retail sales each and every month, and you help to develop or you personally develop 3 frontline silvers throughout the course of the year. That's it. That's all that is required, 3 frontline silvers, and maintain your quality enrollment status. For Team Taishi, again, much more simplified and much more straightforward. Maintain your quality enrollment status and develop 3 people or help 3 people, mentor them, onto Team Kaizen. We recognize the role of a leader is to support and work with, mentor and coach other people into positions of leadership. So Team Taishi is nice and straightforward as well. Simply develop 3 people, coach and mentor them to get onto Team Kaizen. Now, we're really excited about these programs and feel that these will really simplify things and help things to move forward in a much more comprehensive way. We want to see far more people being able to reach out to develop customers and look after them month after month. Why? Because every commission paid is the result, the direct result of a product sold. So the more products we sell, the more products that are moved through our organization, again, maximizing each business unit by ensuring they've got plenty of customers that are generating customer sales, that will be sure to make sure that you get the very best out of your business. We're really excited about this, and we believe that this will really liberate a lot of people that are looking for solutions to do better in their organizations. So that's a really big, exciting change. Now, at the same time, there's going to be a change in the business. One of the policies in our business that's going to come into effect, again, from the 1st of January for your reference. And I'll let you know now, of course, this information will be documented and be made available in my NECAN, so be sure to look out for it. It will be available very soon, probably over the next day or so. So please be on the lookout for this. So moving forward into January, personal purchases will no longer be mandatory for qualifying for any of your commissions. Now, this is quite a big move. What does this mean? It means, yes, I'll still be required to do 100 PV to qualify for my commission, but what will only be considered for that, for qualifying volume, will be the retail sales. Now, keep in mind, we're going to be simplifying the process of attracting customers and making it very compelling and very attractive for them to shop with you month after month after month. And we're going to have more exciting news that will come for that, both in January and later on towards the end of the year. So we're going to make that very straightforward for you and make it very, very attainable. And it's something that, again, if you can get your customers onto AutoShip, then that'd be great if they could shop and feel like they're getting a great deal every month and just have that regular volume coming through your business. So we're going to make sure that we place that emphasis in the right place. So all personal purchases will no longer count towards qualifying volume for your PV, for your PGV, and for your OV. You'll still get all the same regular bonuses and benefits, but your personal purchases cannot count for qualifying volume. We want to make sure that everyone is motivated to build the business with the right intent. And that helps to alleviate some of the personal pressures that some people have felt in the past in regards to their personal purchases and as to how they build the business moving forward. Of course, there is an impact here in the role of PACs, that the role that PACs play, especially as we start to adjust the prices and provide other benefits there. So moving into November, PACs will no longer be relevant in the NECAN business because people will be able to have great prices that they can select and make all the choices that they wish to their heart's content moving forward from there. So there's a lot there that I've discussed. I'm really, really excited by these changes. I think I hinted at some of these when I was in Canada just a few weeks ago. In fact, I didn't really hint. I let the cat out of the bag with them and chatted with them. And I was just so thrilled to see the enthusiasm of the collective groups in both cities that I attended when they saw the potential that was available to them with the way that we can move forward to remove the shackles that bind so many people, liberate them, give them some great prices that they can really get excited about, and go out there and make a great difference. This is going to be very exciting. I'm going to tell people much more about this in San Antonio, so I hope you're all looking forward to coming, because I'm really going to be explaining far more as we go into San Antonio. Now, I've got one last announcement to make before I pass the time over to Rick Murphy, who's going to give some final details about the event in San Antonio, and we'll bring the meeting to a close. Beginning in November as well, we're going to change the prices for joining the business as a business builder and for renewing the business as a business builder. Again, one of the critical things that we want to emphasize is there needs to be a very clear difference between business builders and customers. I used an example at the beginning of the year that if I own my own restaurant, but I'm the only one that's eating in the kitchen, in the restaurant, it's not really a restaurant, it's more of a kitchen. We want to make sure that there is a clear differentiation between business builders and entrepreneurs and customers. So one of the ways that we're doing that, of course, is through the pricing plan. But another way of doing it, of course, as well, will be through the joining process. we've noticed that there are a lot of hurdles for many people as they join because there are so many choices to make. I've got to join, pay my joining fee, of course. Yes, there are going to be multiple packs that they've had choices from in the past. There is the personal web pages that I have the choice of purchasing. I've got Humans Being More that I need to attend. And there is a host of different things that people need to sign up for and pay for, and it can make it quite expensive to get starting. We want to simplify this and make it much easier for you as a business builder to get started in NECAM. So, beginning in November, the joining fee for NECAM will be $99. For that $99, you will get your full year's membership of personal web pages. Currently, they are approximately $25 a month, which means you're immediately saving about $300 right out of the gate. This is really exciting. On top of that, you'll also get some online training tools, which we'll be introducing in San Antonio. Additionally, you'll also get access to a mobile app, which you'll be thrilled to know will be coming out in the month of November as well. And on that app, you'll be able to sponsor people, sign people up, set them up for autoship, help them place their first orders, and get going and building the business. These are going to be some great tools. It's critical that if I'm going to be a business builder, surely I'm going to want to have all of these tools to equip me to do the best job possible. So when I join, I'm going to get my digital starter kit. I'm going to get my personal web pages, my full year subscription for that. I'm going to get all my online reports. I'm going to get my my training tools, which will be an online experience as well as some offline support. And I'm going to get a mobile app to help me do the business on the go. This is really going to help people to be able to be clearly defined as in their business building activities of what to do, where to go. So the renewal fee moving forward will then become $79 because they will get a full year's renewal of all of those services. Again, this is a significant saving for people that are wanting to build the business. Now, if someone is currently a distributor and they don't want to have a personal web page, they don't want to have the online training, they don't feel they need the Humans Being More, the mobile app, or what have you, they don't want any of those, then it may make sense that they're defining themselves perhaps a little bit more like a customer who simply wants to buy the product at a great price. Well, the pricing strategy will address that, and we'll take care of them and look after them in every way moving forward. What it does mean is this, though, because we want to err on the side of generosity, what this means is anyone that gets signed into the business in the month of October at the current price, when the new prices come into effect in November, they'll get all of those benefits for the price that they've paid in the month of October. That's pretty exciting. So you might want to make full use of the recruitment opportunity you've got for this month to get as many people in as you can at this wonderful price that exists now, because they get all of those other benefits that come with the new price for free as a matter of course. So do make full use of that. So this is going to be really exciting. It's going to make it really straightforward for people to know who's my business partner, who's my customer, and of course, when customers have a great experience, if they want to migrate into a business builder, we can help them very simply and in a very straightforward way to do that. So this is very exciting. I hope you're excited by what lies ahead. I hope you see this as a wonderful addition to how you can simplify your business and move forward with greater confidence. For your reference, I had a leaders call this morning where I also announced a change for Platinums and above that would require them on a consistent or regular basis to do some mentoring and some developing of leaders in their own organizations as part of their requirement of Platinum and above status. I think this is an important part of leadership that plays a critical component of what we promote as a great luxury and benefit of our business in network marketing. We all promote, of course, that you're in business not for yourself, that when you join a network marketing company like NECAM, you join with a team. You join with a group of partners that are there to coach and mentor and train every step of the way. And this is something that we want to make sure as much as possible becomes a critical point of emphasis as we move forward. So that's an adjustment that will apply for those of you that are not yet Platinums, will come into effect when you rank advance moving forward. It'll be doing the things that you've always done, helping you to move forward and to develop leadership and to develop your teams and to continue to coach and mentor in a way that develops your business consistently over time. We want you to have strong, vibrant, and lucrative businesses. And so we're placing the emphasis here on the behaviors and activities that can give you the greatest return for your investment in a legitimate and very meaningful, very powerful way. So, without further ado, I want to pass the time over now to Rick Murphy, one of our wonderful diamonds, who's got some great updates and some little pieces of critical information regarding San Antonio, where I look forward to seeing all of you in just a few weeks. So, Rick, over to you.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you having me on, and boy, we're fired up about the updates to NECAN. Thanks for all the hard work to move NECAN. You know, what's interesting, it actually puts us standing alone in a new industry. So thanks, Ben. That's awesome to do all that stuff for us. In fact, along those lines, I'm looking at an iPhone right here, and you guys realize for about the 100 and some years before the iPhone, people pretty much looked at the telephone as just something you call somebody on. And when this thing came out, all of a sudden your music, your life, your web surfing. I wonder how many of you guys have different computers at home now, if you have them at all, because you've got all that power on your iPhone. So really this is called an iPhone, but I'm not sure. In fact, what's interesting is I talk on it less than I do most other things, with the exception of when I'm doing my business. For my son, for example, my 17-year-old son, I don't think he ever talks on it. I told my son, I told my son I'm going to send you something on Facebook. He says, we don't use Facebook anymore. He says, every time I would say I'm going to the game, all the grandparents would say, love you, sweetie. So all the kids have gotten off Facebook now. But the reason I mention that to you guys, for the past 50 or 60 years, a home business has been what it is. What NECAN is doing right now is we're introducing the iPhone for the home business world. You can connect to NECAN as a meaningful customer. You can connect to NECAN as someone that maybe doesn't want to build a network, but they'd like to make an income from home. My wife and I were talking about this the other day. Guys, under this plan and some of the new products and stuff coming out, you could have 5 or 10 customers, make yourself $300, $400, $500 a month and up, pull a kid out of daycare, change the difference of the fluidity of your cash situation. You could step in and be an actual business builder and want to build the residual income stream. You've got this set up now where a direct, instead of giving away their wholesale and making zero on volume, can come in and connect somebody on a $200 purchase that last month they would have made zero on. Now they can walk away with 30, 40, 50 bucks in their pocket, that the only way other MLMs pull that off is by selling 16 bottles of juice in 4 boxes. What you guys just did was you just moved NECAN forward. Somebody said, well, if the PV doesn't count, you know, you're still getting paid on it, but if it doesn't count for promotions, you guys don't understand. NECAN's putting the ball in the place where real income is being generated by real product moving, as opposed to what the ding in the industry has always been, people actually using the products as a tool to build the network, and that has always been the ding against the network. NECAN just solved the historic thing that people have said not to build a network for. NECAN just solved it. I bet 90% of you guys on this call didn't realize when you first saw the iPhone how much of it. In fact, I'm going to tell you this, Ben. About 2 years ago for Christmas, I bought my wife a super fancy iPod because at the gym, that's what I listen to still. And by the way, I had a CD player on my hip, like, you know, listening to my heavy metal songs till about 2006, so I'm slow anyway. I bought my wife an iPod, and she looked at it, and she said, what do I want with that? I take my phone to the gym, and I don't listen to songs that I downloaded. I put it on Pandora and set up my own playlist. And I was like, what's Pandora? This is what you guys just did. And the reason I mentioned that when you asked me to talk about San Antonio, this is not an event in San Antonio, particularly now. This is literally the launch of NECAN 2.0. And for the last year, if you look at what Ben and Kurt and Jeff have been doing, they did a middle ground step between where NECAN 1.0 was and where 2.0 begins. What this event really is the pivot point where everything is announced and unveiled. And as we move forward to actually launch it in January, you guys are still in pre-Ken, pre-season Ken, in between 1.0 and 2.0. This is where, you know, Captain Kirk Ben sits there and tells Mr. Sulu to do Warp 8. All right? So maybe I get – oh, go ahead, Ben. I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
No, let me just share a thought on this because you raised a really good point. And everyone on the call, regardless of where you're at in the business, will relate to this because you'll either see it in your own organization or you'll see it within your team, regardless of whether you're brand new or whether you've been in for a little bit. The vast majority of people in NECAN have a very small team, on average 10 people or less in their groups. They do a little bit, yeah? And, of course, it's the collective result of that little bit that makes it powerful and potent for those big business builders, yeah? But for the vast majority, they do a little bit. And that means the main source of their potential income, when I've only got a handful of people in my team, is always going to be the retail commission. But like you said, Rick, a lot of people forfeit that because they get them in as a distributor and sell it at wholesale.
Yes.
In order to get the sale. Right now, we kind of take the handcuffs off there moving forward, because what will happen is they don't need to jump through all those hoops in order to get the great price. They'll just be able to get it straight out of the gate. And they'll get their retail commissions as well. So it makes it easier for the customer to come in, and it makes it easier for the majority to get the commissions. What this means, now consider this, everyone, for just a second. It means that for at least 80% of people in NECAM, they've got the chance with this adjustment in the month of November to potentially double their incomes within a 4 to 6 week period.
Yes.
Because the vast majority earn just a little bit, but now by making sure they can get their retail sale, they could comfortably double that very quickly. Now, think of the consequence of that. What would happen when the vast majority of you guys suddenly start getting a double portion of your commission checks coming through as a result of this behavior?
Yep.
What does that do for excitement? What does that do for momentum? What does that do for change? What does that do for belief, for conviction, and for all of those things that help people move forward? This becomes a very, very powerful tool. Focus on an area of business that most companies in network marketing either haven't considered or perhaps are afraid to consider. But this is a powerful change that will make huge difference.
Ben, there's either been the extreme of being like a home party company, like, and I'm not going to drop the names, but you're selling stuff in a living room, and that's most of your income, or the other side of the coin, all you are is jamming stuff through a binary and selling packs to people. You guys realize that neither one of those two extremes is good. And if you're in a network, and I'm only taking a minute to tell you guys this because there's a lot of people on this call, and this is a big deal. I really want you guys to understand, Paige and I are so excited about this, we almost can't stand it, because no matter what you're doing in a network, it's like sitting in a chair in a tall prairie. You drop a match on the ground, and the bulk of the stuff getting purchased keeps burning farther away from you because that's where the new people are. The existing people just become mentors and consumers. And what happens is all your best people that are closest to you are inward looking just on auto ship. And they're trying to mentor someone deeper and deeper and deeper that's driving the new volume. What this does, and I got to tell you guys this, and Ben, you're going to love this. What this does by changing the 100 PV into retail, it gets everybody looking external. And just yesterday, I got a message from my cousin in Minnesota, and I sent you this customer sign up, Ben. I just didn't explain to you where it was from. My cousin's a customer. I only see her once a year. And she said, Rick, we're in Branson, Missouri, and we put the new Power Mini on somebody's knee, and they were able to walk. They can't believe it. Where do you get it? My customer was my billboard, which resulted in another customer, and I forwarded it to you and Kurt. And I didn't tell you the story. You guys realize we're going to have thousands of people out there. Our best billboards are the people who are our customers, and we haven't been accessing that market because networking wasn't geared for it, and NECAM just geared for it. But we also tell people, well, you can build a little business, but unless you have some kind of a retail component, you're not geared for that. And if you want to build big businesses, those of you guys are like, well, retail and building a network, how do I reconcile those things? Guys, that would be like saying I'm going to build a giant bridge out of Legos and complaining because each individual Lego is stronger.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like building smaller, healthier units to create bigger, healthy units. It's a complete game changer. It is. And do you mind if I give them a quick rundown of just a couple things they need to know, and then I'll be quiet?
Sure.
For San Antonio? Yeah. Awesome. You guys, if you go to bkaizen2015.com, www.bekaizen2015.com, you're going to see on there for the first time today on the homepage, it says click the picture for the event agenda. That's going to lay out the start and the stop times for everything. That will save me from having to bang my chickens together for a long time now. So if you go on there and get that, you're going to see the start and the stop time. So just know this, outside Ballroom B on Thursday at 2 o'clock, we're going to have event registration. It'll run till 6. The first general session starts Thursday night at 6 to 8:30, and it's going to be a power slam session, a prospecting 101 that we're going to do a little thing we put together, followed by Reed Nelson, Mac and Pat, Bernadette McBurney, William Todd. This thing is absolutely going to be, and Ben Woodward closing the doggone thing, this thing is going to be a nuclear weapon going off that night, blowing up. So the first general session, Prospecting 101, Super Business Builders Extravaganza, starts Thursday night at 6. Last year that was a soft start. That's one thing I wanted to make sure everybody knew. Thursday night at 6 is a hard start to the event with pretty much, it'd be tough to get a bigger star-studded lineup to that back-to-back-to-back. Then we go into the general sessions Friday and Saturday, the product launches, all the new information. Friday night's the big corporate awards. And then Sunday morning there's a workshop. And what we're going to be talking about in that workshop is how to, when you leave San Antonio, how to plant and develop your area. And we're also going to focus heavily on some retail components and what to do. My wife was a very senior sales trainer for some big companies. She's putting together some stuff that we're going to talk about with people, how you can put together everything from samples to drive retail to do some things like that. We're going to have that entire package to deliver. Our goal is to take what Ben and Jeff and Kurt have done, and we're going to not only take the core of the information they're going to put together, but we're going to package it and put an action end on it and leave you out of there on fire. You will walk out of San Antonio knowing everything that's going on, knowing exactly how to do it, knowing the people that are going to make it happen. You're not just coming to clap and leap around. You're coming to actually learn some stuff. And I'll tell you this, you'll dig this, Ben. Every single person on that stage, we have silvers, golds, platinums, diamonds, and royal diamonds. We do not have one speaker in all 4 days that did not win or earn something this year, or a major player in NECAN at an active level. There's not one legacy speaker on stage. Every speaker won or earned something, be it a 21 Club or Team Kaizen or went silver or whatever. All of them did something this year. That's pretty special. And we're going to blow your socks off. And I'll tell you, this was an important event because of the Team Kaizen and all the things we did. With these new things going on, it's almost must-see TV for people in NECAN. And I can't wait to do it. We're only 20 days out now, Ben, and I got to take my hat off to you for laying us all this stuff out. You know, you walked in there, and you literally put together the Apple of the home business industry. This is the point when a phone is no longer a phone and music's no longer just – you know, Apple changed the music industry. You can't even make albums anymore. You got to put a song on iTunes. Do you know that you can't even make a video game without making sure it works on an iPhone or a smartphone? It changed the gaming industry, the online browsing industry, the app industry, the music industry. It changed the phone industry. It changed how international calling happens, because now I just called basically for free to Canada, Bogota. Do you realize that the splash of that changed multiple industries? What you guys are trying to do is you're really pulling NECAN out of the networking industry as it's been constructed, and you're creating something new. You kept the best of the old. You're launching the new. And if you guys really get this, it will change your grandchildren's lives. It's just a more versatile tool. It can feed your family. It can protect your environment if that's all. How do you want to view NECAN? Do you want to just clean up your family's environment and get healthy? We got a place for you. You want to make $300 or $400 a month without, you know, doing the whole home business thing? Cool, man. We got a place for you. You want to make $20,000 a month and live the NECAN dream? We got a place for you. Before this, we had a place for everybody, but it really, you know, it was like wearing high heels to an ice skating rink. You know, yes, they're shoes. What we have now is we have the proper footwear for whatever field we're on. So anyway, yeah. I could go on about it all night. There's so many things to talk about here, but the bottom line in San Antonio, I think you'll see it all come together. It's a lot easier to see it live, and I just appreciate a few minutes to do it so people can get the information. And I think we got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of lives to change. We got a lot of people to help, and we're going to be highly paid to do it. And I think if you got to create yourself a career, that's the way to go. So thanks, Mr. President, for the time.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Rick. And I look forward to seeing everyone at San Antonio. It's going to be a very exciting event, like he said. I hope you've been able to take plenty of notes. Again, we do typically record these calls, so make the most of it. If you've got any questions, we're going to be more than anxious, more than happy to help respond to any questions you might have from what was said. But this is a very, very exciting time to be a part of NECAN. And over these next 6 to 12 months, you're going to see some wonderful enhancements that will just make building a business so much more straightforward and give you such a sweeter experience that will be both more rewarding and more enjoyable along the way. And that's what we feel is what Humans Being More is all about. So thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing you in San Antonio. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ben.